I would love to know all of your names, because I actually like to call people by name, and it's normal.
I am causing it at this point.
So, does anyone know anything about Highlander at all? Does anyone, do you all want to say anything about it? Or I start going on a monologue?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess Miles Horton was one of the founders. Mm-hmm. Radical guy, I guess he started in the 20s,
the 30s.
It's always been sort of a radical, labor, social justice oriented training, research, and education center. They were labeled as communist, and I think at one point one of their centers was burned, and they actually had to move to another site. Miles Horton is like a really cool guy, but a lot of other people have trained there. A lot of the, I guess, early anti-racist work building was actually happening at Highlander Center, and a lot of like really high-profile names that we know trained there, as well as lots of other people that they continue to do, I think, really amazing, good work.
It's your 75th anniversary.
Yeah.
Remember the party.
Mm-hmm. Which is crazy. 75 years is a long damn time. Okay, so. Which it's still amazing. I'm like, 75 years? Wow. So we started in 1932. Miles and Jim Dombrowski and Don West had been at Union Theological Seminary in New York. And they were like, we're working with a Ronald Neighbor. I met some really cool folk. And they're like, this is great. We don't understand half of what you're saying, but wonderful. And so they always had to break stuff down because they're like, how does it not... I don't know that word. And really figure out how do we take the theoretical stuff and actually apply it practically. In Appalachia, where people don't know, like people aren't going to go to grad school and then go to college. So how do you actually, and most people didn't go to high school back then. So how do you really take some of the theoretical great stuff and apply it locally? And so they started Highlander in 32 in Mount Eagle, Tennessee, which is west, near where he's from, in Manchester. and so they really started around labor, and they started as a folk school, so it's called the Highlander Folk School. I talk really fast, also. And so they started doing folk arts and doing community stuff and whatever like local people wanted, but labor is the issue because people don't have jobs, and if you don't have jobs, it's what you worry about, right? It's like, how do I eat tomorrow? And so they got started really trying to help textile workers and tobacco farmers, and so that's how they got known as a labor. So they ended up becoming the CIO's labor school. And so they did labor work for a long time. And their first integrated workshop was in 44. But people had always come in and out. And so in the 40s, I'm sure you can imagine that things... I mean, like, it's hard now for people to work together. Imagine in 44, right? And so in Lumberton, North Carolina, which is really where a lot of the integration stuff hit, there were Lumbee folk and white, poor white folk and black folk all working in the same textile mill. And the white folk were trying to organize without the black folk or Lumbee folk being involved. And they were like, well, we don't need them. And it's like, hold up, they're working the hardest jobs. And how are you going to build a union for all if half the people aren't in the union? And so really try to challenge, like, what does it mean for us to work as a movement to build? And that you can't do it with just one group of people. You need everybody. And so that was really where they started doing a lot of the civil rights work. Just around, okay, if we're going to do a wage, then everyone will get the same wage. Which at that time was a pretty new concept for everyone involved because the relationship wasn't there. And then when people could see, oh, hold up, like they are going to actually stand their ground. And they are going to stand up for us against the boss. And so that ended up leading into more of the civil rights work. And so SNCC, y'all heard of SNCC? Okay, so they started doing college desegregation workshops.
What's SNCC?
SNCC is a Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. And they were a student group. Student arm of a lot of the civil rights work. They're the more direct action arm too. That was doing work in the 60s, and so they actually started there and in Raleigh, North Carolina. And so a lot of stuff that happened there, so Martin Luther King went through, Rosa Parks went through, like Robert Abernathy went through, like anyone that did a lot of stuff in the civil rights movement went through. So like Fannie Lou Hamer, who got beat the hell up, she had gone through her workshop first in Johns Island, got beat up on her way back, and then still went to another workshop in Mississippi. And so that should give you like kind of idea of what people felt about going to Highlander, because it was the place for a lot of times, it was the only place in the South where black people, white people could actually get together and do work. So in 61, they were cut down because all the governors in the South were like, they're a communist training school, because communists, i.e. meant interactionists. So all the people, because they were in that Red Scare mess, And so Highlander was like, we're not gonna purge our roles of like people who are quote unquote communists. Like, we don't have time for that. Like, you can be communist, socialist, you can be whatever you want to be, as long as you believe in the work. And so at that point, the CIO left, and their school got shut down, and then they moved to Knoxville for 10 years, and then moved to Mount Eagle. Well, moved from Mount Eagle to Knoxville to New Market, where they are today. And so did civil rights stuff, doing a whole lot of work. But then a lot of the white people, it became really, Stokely Carmichael and a lot of the people were really about the white folk are taking over again. They need to go work with their own people because, again, they're taking over. Because what was happening is, it's like people have different levels of experience and education. And so the jobs that required typing or required other things, white people were like, oh, I can do that, because they had learned how to type. So there was becoming friction just around who has what skills and what resources. And so those movements split off in a lot of ways. And so then Highlander started working more in Appalachia, because they live in it's in Appalachia. And working with poor white folk in Appalachia, who were the natural allies of other folk. And so, and more stuff was happening around strip mining, was really kicking off, and TVA was really helping to make that happen. And a lot of other things were going on in Appalachia around toxic waste dumping. And so then Appalachian Studies got started, and what's the end of the monologue? That's enough. And so now, like, our current, we do a lot of work around environmental justice. We do work around immigration, multilingual capacity building, which is really trying to, like, and most of our work actually is still around labor and still around race up. And so I want to, because sometimes things get shifted. So, like, people go, oh, it's immigration with language. It's like, nah. It's really like, how do we help workers and unions organize together? How do we help people do organizing work if you don't speak the same language? And if that's the bridge. So the reason why we do multilingual capacity building work is so, like, say we're in the circle here and there are people here that speak French and Spanish and other languages. We all have like equipment on, and we all do interpretation, and then we all are able to openly speak with each other without having someone sitting here having to translate for someone, so then they're the deficit. And then I do the youth program and the young adult program, and we're doing a new leadership institute trying to connect folk in Appalachia with folk in the Deep South. So yeah, that's good enough. Y'all have any questions, or is that good enough?
When's the convergence party?
It's almost on the, you're talking about the 75th?
75th anniversary.
It is Labor Day weekend. So if you're around, I've got flyers. So if you're around Labor Day weekend, you should come on down. There's camping on site. There's one day in which stuff costs money, but every other thing is free. It's like these institutes that cost some money. But if you don't have any, we can also help you in without money. So, and I think, there's one more thing. So that I didn't actually say yesterday. I don't like to talk. For a long time, that's why I'm being flustered. So, the principles of Highlander, there's four basic things. One is about popular education. Do people have heard of Pop Ed at all? Maybe. Okay, so popular education is, Paulo Freire also used a lot of it, and it's around education of the people. So the the whole idea is, if you bring the folk in the room who are actually dealing with the problem, they themselves will be able to create the solution. So it's not top down, like, I have all the knowledge and you're just supposed to, like, in school, I have the knowledge and you're just supposed to be passive recipients. Instead, through people's experiences are what education is. So we're able to say, this is how, like, the guy was talking about, like, how do we set up a blockade? So, like, if I had that experience, it's better for the group to be able to do it together than me give you a lecture on how to do a blockade, right? Democratic participation, with the little D, because we don't really have democracy. How do we actually have everyone be able to participate in the system? Or take down the system, but have everyone be able to participate in the system, in a collective system of government. The other one is culture. That culture is the bedrock of who you are, and that your food, your language, your music is essential for you to be in the space, so that you can bring all of you and not have to be ashamed of who you are. Because especially in Appalachia, culture is looked at as bad. And in Appalachia, our culture is looked at as deviant and wrong and needs to be killed. And so just the whole idea of being able to play your music, to eat what you want to eat, to talk the way you talk, itself is going against what mainstream wants you to do. And then the fourth one is about participatory research. And so that instead of an anthropologist coming in to tell you about your community, like, you are able to research your own issues.
Could you repeat the
participatory research got started really around, like, in Bumpus Cove, where toxins were happening, and really having people be able to do their own research. So participatory research is always around issues and always around work. So I can go out and learn how to figure out what's in my water. So then I can like actually educate other people. Oh, this is how you do this, so that you don't have to have an outsider do your research for you, because that's how things get skewed. So a lot of times people don't know how to research things in their own communities, and it's really helping people have some power, because being able to research is power, and how things get skewed is power. So that's good.
So, oh, hi.
Hello.
Can you just say your name and where you're from and come on inside the circle?
I'm Mike Charon. I work for the Canary Coalition. I live in a little town called Union Mills, about 45 minutes from here.
Good shot. So, can everyone stand up, please?
Oh.
We're moving. So, we're doing a thing called a cocktail party. I like cocktail parties. I actually like that. A lot of basic stuff. So, but there's without the cocktails, so you can imagine. So, basically, it's around, we're going to talk to people you don't know. So when I call that cocktail party or switch, that means stop talking and you're going to switch to the next person. So can everyone find someone they don't know? You should move from where you're standing. You should move somewhere. Because you're going to be moving the whole time. Find someone you don't know.
Yeah. I'm Dana.
I don't know. Yeah, but we can play
outside. Hi.
Hello.
Joseph.
Nice to
meet you.
Is there a...
I am just...
I might be the odd person.
Can you talk to me? Great. Say hello. What's your name? Is
hi, I'm Mike.
I go to Amy Tech for a while. Yeah. What did you do?
All right, everybody. 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 So this is our symbol for being quiet.